As we always do on Your Calls Media Roundtable, we start off on a positive note and highlight journalism that stood out this week. So, Zach Carter, let's start off with you. What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
I think there is a terrific piece by Alex Seitzwald and Benji Sarlin for the MSNBC.com website that just went up today, which is about Democrats being afraid of Donald Trump's potential viability in a general election. And I think it's a very good piece because while most political think pieces have just assumed that Donald Trump is totally unelectable, I think they really grasp the reasons why he has surprised the Republican establishment and why he could surprise the Democratic establishment as well, which particularly Democratic establishment, which does not seem to have been particularly interested in learning the lessons from Bernie Sanders, I think, surprising level of success in the Democratic primary.
Wow, that sounds interesting. We'll definitely talk about that later in the show. So kudos to MSNBC's Benji, was it Garland or Sarland?
Benji Sarlin and Alex Seitzwald.
Okay, great. Thank you for that one. And what about you, Sandeep? What did you see this week that you thought was done well?
Well, before I tell you my pick for this week, Rose, I'd like to mention that over in India, about a year, 2 years ago, we also thought Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, was unelectable because of his record, because he was too extreme for the country. And now we are in the second year of the Modi premiership. So you have to always watch, you know, and a lot of people actually have drawn comparisons between Trump and Modi in certain ways. But in terms of the piece that has caught my attention this week is a story in my local Kolkata newspaper called The Telegraph. And it is a piece about another sedition story that happening in neighboring Bangladesh, which I think will be getting more attention in the West soon because the current government in Bangladesh is regarded as fairly a moderate government, friendly to the West. But it has been cracking down on media in that country over the last few years. And in this month, it has served people acting on its behalf have served sedition notices to the largest English language newspaper in the country, which also owns the largest Bengali language newspaper in the country. And the story by Devdeep Purohit in Telegraph outlines sort of what's going on behind the scenes there. And we find out that the main problem is that the editor of the largest daily went on a television show and said that during a caretaker sort of military-backed government, he was wrong to have published some reports from the military intelligence without verifying it on his own, which, you know, some of these reports were linked to Sheikh Hasina, who is currently the prime minister in Bangladesh. And she says she went to prison as a result of that. All the media at that time had published the same report. This editor, Mahfooz Anam, was the only one who was courageous enough to do a mea culpa and say, I was wrong to have published that report. And as a price, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. So as a price for that, the government and you know, ministers and Sheikh Hasina's relatives have said Mahfooz Anam should be charged with sedition and that he should resign. And they're going after the media in a huge way. Wow. I think this story is going to get more legs. The committee, the CPJ, has already highlighted this case.
Sandeep, what does it mean to charge a journalist with sedition in India?
We are learning this here right now. It basically is a giant sledgehammer which a government possesses, with which it can swat a fly. And it means very little in the sense of it takes very little, apparently, to charge someone with sedition. You can be shouting some slogan. You can be a hot-headed university student shouting slogans. And if the government decides those slogans are anti-India, it can charge you with sedition. Sedition here is actually a colonial-era law. It has been kept. It was used, ironically, mostly to charge people now Indians consider as freedom fighters, the ones who brought India independence. Sedition laws were used to charge them and put them in jail. It's a terrible irony that some 70 years after independence, the Indian government is using those same colonial laws to charge students and throw them in jail for chanting slogans, which they say are anti-India slogans. Someone might have raised the pro-Pakistan slogan. Someone might have raised an independent Kashmir slogan. And these sedition laws, along with what turns out now to be doctored videos of, clips from things which have been broadcast by pliant media channels, have been used to charge these students and throw them in jail. And in court, in the courthouse, when journalists went to cover the event and when this student charged with sedition was brought, people in lawyers' robes, lawyers meant to uphold the laws, came and beat up journalists, beat up the student in full camera view, and then bragged to television stations about how they would do it again. And those people eventually, when charged, had gotten bail almost instantly, while the students still remain in jail.
Sandeep Roy is a journalist based in Kolkata, and we will put links to these stories at yourcallradio.org. We're also joined by Zach.